For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
8:15 now, if you're playing Name That College Fight Song, that was with the Wisconsin Badgers or the Shaw Eagles, who host the Carr Cougars tonight, weather permitting. Of course, we'll have Friday night football for you tonight. We're going to miss Brad Lumine greatly, but he'd want us to go on, so we do. And the coverage starts tonight at 7 o'clock at the Allstate Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, week one of high school football. The Jamborees were last week. Mike Dettillier joins us now. Talk about week one of NFL football. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. Thank you.
You know, if that guy last night had worn a size smaller shoe, huh?
Man, you know, you think about it, that's how you start the season. Mm-hmm. And you watch that game. I mean, you know, it was sort of back and forth, and you see Lamar at the end bring his team down. He missed a couple of shots.
Yes, he
did. Man, the play before that, the receiver was wide open in the middle.
How do you miss that?
And he thought that receiver was going to kind of sit and kind of wait, and he drifted just a tad, and he missed him. But you know what? It's been said before, but it's true. Pro football is the biggest reality show on TV. And it's can't miss watch. Can't miss it. And you watch a game like that last night,
and you realize after watching nothing but college football, the difference in the speed and the talent, and it seems like it's getting better and better every year, Mike.
Yeah, no question about it, you know, because, you know, you get a lot of people, there's really no difference between high school football and the pros.
Ooh.
But you just see the speed level at the NFL. It's like twice the difference in college football. It really is. And you talk to players that get into the league, that's the first thing they say. It's not so much the size difference. It's the speed element of the game that is far different from college football.
Speed and athletic ability. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Because
with that.
It's totally. Now they're dealing with not feet on the sidelines, but inches on the sideline, and balls thrown literally to a dime spot where they can be completed.
Yeah, and it's you see it, and we've talked about this on Sports Talk, and you could relate to this, that probably the biggest change in the game over the last 10 years, it's just you see the difference now that the kind of marquee position other than quarterback is wide receiver instead of running back. The other thing is the precision of the place kickers and the punters. You know, in the past, if you hit like 75% of your field goals, man, you were considered a really good kicker. You hit 75% today, Tommy, you're unemployed.
You're teaching school.
I mean, they want you in the high 80s to hit it. And you watch these punters pop the ball inside the 20-yard line. It's remarkable. How that has become such a precise part of the game and just how good they are with that.
Well, you know, and when it comes to field goals, people take a 47-yarder or a 50-yarder for granted. If you've never done it, I suggest you try it, because that crossbar is going to seem a long way away and those uprights are going to seem pretty narrow from 50 yards out. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. You and I, you know, you can recall this. man, if you tried a 55-yard field goal, they were like, man, you
that good luck with that. Could hit.
But look today, it's almost routine, Tom.
And you better make it. Right?
And they put a lot of pressure on you to make it.
Yeah.
And so those two elements that you see the changeover on offense, that receivers become the marquee position, and I saw it earlier on because you could see it in all these camps that we have here. Everybody, they want to play – man, I don't want to play running back. I don't want to play defensive back. I want to play wide receiver. And the precision of the place kickers and punters, amazing to watch today.
You know, if I had had the size, speed, and athletic ability, I probably could have been a receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, if you had that element.
Yeah. If that's all I lacked was the size, the speed, and the athletic ability. Other than that, I was there. Let's talk.
Other than that, Tommy, you'd have had it.
Yes, exactly. Let's talk about the – I want to tell you what, Mike. Let's take a break. We'll pick it up here, talk about Saints offense and Panthers defense. I know you say every week that or at least last season, we're back to it this week. Every defense has that guy, right? We'll talk about who the Panthers' that guy is, and unfortunately, I think he's going to line up against Trevor Penning. Maybe not. We'll see. Mike Dettelier, our guest. We're talking Saints, Panthers. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Also, you know, you heard the news story about Dennis Allen, a coach that's the Vegas favorite to be fired first. I kind of like going in that way. I like low expectations. I like underneath the radar. Maybe it can work for you. We'll talk about that as well. 820 traffic now, WWL.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A25 now talking to Mike Dettelier. Mike, we talked about the Saints and the Panthers, talking about the Saints and Panthers, and every defense has that guy, right, that the Saints got to look out for. It seems like every NFL team has that guy that you got to look out for. Who's the Panthers guy or guys?
Well, at one time it was Brian Burns, the pass rush defensive end outside linebacker. Mm-hmm. But they could not come up with contract terms with him, so they dealt him to New York Giants. The two guys I'd watch up for up front, one is Derek Brown. I think with the retirement of Aaron Donald, you could make a very strong argument. Derek Brown is the best interior player in the NFL. Tommy, last year, he had over 100 tackles. That's the most tackles for an interior defensive lineman since they've been keeping stats on this. Okay, Derek Brown, 6'4 and a half. He's about 320 pounds on a light day. Mm-hmm. He's not a great pass rusher. He's a good one. He's a pocket pusher. But, man, he kind of blows up the launch pad of a quarterback that he can't step up and make a throw.
That's not good.
He's really good against the run. And for a big man, how quick he is and how well he can run the field. So, the interior guy, and I think that may be the matchup with Cesar Ruiz, Derek Brown against him. Mm-hmm. So that's one to watch. If I'm the Panthers, and I don't have Brian anymore, but they acquired in the offseason Jadeveon Clowney. Mm-hmm. Now, Jadeveon, he's got W-2s from a lot of different teams. So he came in the league. He was the first overall pick in 2014 by the Texans. The Panthers are the sixth different team he's played for. he's flashed it. He was an unbelievable college player at South Carolina. And at times, he has played big time. And I would put him head up against Trevor Penny.
That's what I was going to
ask. He's got some veteran moves and counter moves that are really impressive. And he still is a really good athlete. Really good athlete for them. So those are the two guys in the front seven. On the back end, it's J.C. Horn, Joe Horn's son, mm-hmm. who I think when you watch NFL, he is one of the better young cornerbacks in the league. The problem is he's missed about half the games he's played in. But he is a really good matchup corner in the National Football League. The problem really is not the Panthers' defense. Last year, despite how bad they were, who kept them in games? Panthers' defense. I mean, they really played well, and they were stuck out on the field. You were getting so many three and outs, and they kind of held up. But offensively, that's the big question mark for them.
We're going to pick it up there, Mike, when we come back. When it comes to them on defense, you're only as strong as your weakest link, and if you got Jadeveon Clowney with some veteran moves going against Trevor Penning, who has struggled, that could be very disruptive.
Yes, correct.
Very disruptive, and we'll talk more about that as well. We come back. Mike Dettillier, nice enough to spend an hour with us. He'll be part of the game day coverage here on WWL on Sunday as the Saints take on the Panthers in the Dome. More when we return. Time now, WWL First News. All right, 8:45, quarter till 9. If you were playing Name That College Football Fight Song, it was indeed the University of Alabama. Dan Barron, our GM, and Jordan Fiegel, who produces, went to Alabama. Mike, we're lousy with Alabama grads around here. Have you ever noticed?
Yeah, I see all that, man. Yeah, it's unreal.
All over the place. Oh, by the way, you know what? Our friend T-Bob tweeted this out today. Today would have been Hokie Gaijon's 65th birthday. So
yeah,
happy birthday to Hokie up in heaven. I'm sure he's watching.
Yeah, man. He was a good dude in life, and we had a lot of laughs together. We worked together so long at WWL, and we did a weekly TV show out and home at HTV together. And he always had something that would make you laugh, and he wanted you to feel comfortable with him, and he had great stories and loved to hunt, loved to fish. And
matter of fact,
but he was a genuine guy. What you saw is was the real guy.
And I should have mentioned that with Don Dubuque earlier. He was on because I know he and Don were real good friends. And one of my memories of Katrina is working in Baton Rouge, and he and the late Kenny Wilkerson it was a Hokie, Kenny, and somebody else came in that had been hunting. I forgot who the third one was. Oh, Don Dubuque. That's who it was. They had been hunting, I think it was, and just came in and worked their shift, and we miss them all. Anyway, let's talk about the Saints' defense and the Panthers' offense. Like you were saying before, the Panthers' offense was not their strong suit last year with Bryce Young and more.
Yeah, that's say the least. What you're looking at here is mirror images a little bit of one another on defense. I think the Saints' strength is on defense. So is Carolina. Man, with the Panthers, their offensive lines, they gave up 62 sacks last year for a quarterback who could actually move a little bit in the pocket. Bryce Young is not known as a runner, but he's a scrambler. And when he came out, my comparison, because you like to do that, is – he was Fran Tarkenton of college football. And if you old enough remember Fran was not a runner. He was a scrambler. Mm-hmm. But fortunately he could, because last year they didn't block anybody. They had 17 different offensive line combinations last year for Carolina. So they went out this offseason and got two guys with Louisiana connections, Damian Lewis, at guard, who played at LSU, who's with Seattle, and then Robert Hunt, who's from the Texas area, and he went to University of Louisiana. He was a raging Cajun, so Charlie Long would like that. Mm-hmm. And then they spent about $150 million on both of them combined to bring in to shore up the inside, Because, you know, when you're a smaller guy like Bryce is, he's not 6 foot tall, you sort of want to do it like what Sean Payton did with Drew Brees, mm-hmm. and have that interior set. So we'll see how quickly that comes together for him. As a group, they didn't take one snap together during the preseason.
Really?
Not one. As a group. So how quickly that comes together for them, and certainly a new wide receiver group. Last year they had Adam Thielen. He was about a third of their receptions went to him. And they bring in Deontay Johnson, who was a really good player from the Steelers, but the Steelers couldn't sign him to a new contract, so they dealt him off. And then they picked Xavier Leggett in round one from South Carolina. So they've re-grabbed their receiving core, and Thielen's still there. They want to run the football with Chuba Hubbard. I'm not sure how all that's going to come together for them offensive line-wise. So the biggest area for them that's an issue is the same as the Saints, mm-hmm. is offensive line. Bryce Young, I'd give him an incomplete last year because in year one, man, they get beat up like what he did and didn't have anything around him. That's a tough jump to go from where he was at Alabama to that. And now you got a new coach in Dave Canales. And I think Dave did a superb job last year in Tampa. And he revitalized the career of Baker Mayfield. Because when you think about it, I think coaches' strong points, especially when you coach quarterbacks, is to give them confidence and to put them in a system that plays to their strength. That's what he did with Baker Mayfield last year, and I think he'll do the same with Bryce. How quickly that comes together, I have no idea.
You mentioned,
but I think they're not right there from being a contender in the NFC South. They win 5 games, they're lucky, but you can see the improvement that they've made on that football team, and you better, because you got an owner, and he's live wire with no insulation. But he's worth about $25 billion, so you better get it done because he don't know anything about patience.
He's a guy that has restless leg syndrome when it comes to knee-jerk reactions. Bryce Young, 5'10". All right, 8:45, quarter to nine. If you were playing Name That College Football Fight Song, it was indeed the University of Alabama. Dan Barron, our GM, and Jordan Fiegel, who produces, went to Alabama. Mike, we're lousy with Alabama grads around here. Have you ever noticed?
Yeah, I see all that, man. Yeah, it's unreal.
All over the place. Oh, by the way, you know what? Our friend T-Bob tweeted this out today. Today would have been Hokie Gaijon's 65th birthday. So
yeah,
happy birthday to Hokie up in heaven. I'm sure he's watching.
Yeah, man. He was a good dude in life, and we had a lot of laughs together. We worked together so long at WWL, and we did a weekly TV show out and home at HTV together. he always had something that would make you laugh, and he wanted you to feel comfortable with him, and he had great stories and loved to hunt, loved to fish. And
matter of fact,
but he was a genuine guy. What you saw is,
yep,
was the real guy.
And I should have mentioned that with Don Dubuque earlier. He was on because I know he and Don were real good friends. And one of my memories of Katrina is working in Baton Rouge, and he and the late Kenny Wilkerson and it was Hokie, Kenny, and somebody else came in that had been hunting. I forgot who the third one was. Oh, Don Dubuque. That's who it was. They had been hunting, I think it was, and just came in and worked their shift, and we miss them all. Anyway, let's talk about the Saints defense. And the Panthers offense, like you were saying before, the Panthers offense was not their strong suit last year with Bryce Young and more.
Yeah, that's say the least. So what you're looking at here is mirror images a little bit of one another on defense. I think the Saints' strength is on defense, so is Carolina. Man, with the Panthers, their offensive line, they gave up 62 sacks last year. For a quarterback who could actually move a little bit in the pocket. Bryce Young is not known as a runner, but he's a scrambler. And when he came out, my comparison, because you like to do that, is he was Fran Tarkenton of college football. And if you old enough remember Fran, Fram was not a runner. He was a scrambler. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, he could, because last year they didn't block anybody. They had 17 different offensive line combinations last year for Carolina. So they went out this offseason and got two guys with Louisiana connections, Damian Lewis at guard, who played at LSU, who's with Seattle, and then Robert Hunt, who's from the Texas area, and he went to University of Louisiana. He was a raging Cajun, so Charlie Long would like that. Mm-hmm. And they spent about $150 million on both of them combined to bring in to shore up the inside. Because, you know, when you're a smaller guy like Bryce is, he's not 6 foot tall, you sort of want to do it like what Sean Payton did with Drew Brees, mm-hmm. and have that interior set. So we'll see how quickly that comes together for him. As a group, they didn't take one snap together during the preseason.
Really?
Not one. As a group. And so how quickly that comes together for them, and certainly a new wide receiver group. Last year they had Adam Thielen. He was about a third of their receptions went to him. And they bring in Deontay Johnson, who was a really good player from the Steelers, but the Steelers couldn't sign him to a new contract, so they dealt him off. And then they picked Xavier Leggett in round one from South Carolina. So they've revamped their receiving core, and Thielen's still there. They want to run the football with Chuba Hubbard. I'm not sure how all that's going to come together for them offensive line-wise. So the biggest area for them that's an issue is the same as the Saints, mm-hmm. his offensive line. Bryce Young, I give him an incomplete last year because in year one, man, to get beat up like what he did and didn't have anything around him, that's a tough jump to go from where he was at Alabama to that. And now you got a new coach in Dave Canales. And I think Dave did a superb job last year in Tampa. And he revitalized the career of Baker Mayfield. Because when you think about it, I think coaches' strong points, especially when you coach quarterbacks, is to give them confidence and to put them in a system that plays to their strength. That's what he did with Baker Mayfield last year, and I think he'll do the same with Bryce. How quickly that comes together, I have no idea.
You mentioned,
but I think they're not right there. From being a contender in the NFC South, they win five games, they're lucky. But you can see the improvement that they've made on that football team, and you better, because you got an owner, and he's live wire with no insulation. He's worth about $25 billion, so you better get it done, because he don't know anything about patience.
He's a guy that has restless leg syndrome when it comes to knee-jerk reactions. Bryce Young, 5'10". 204, you compared him to Drew Brees, but he seems more spindly than Drew Brees, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's much thinner.
If he weighs 204, that's soaking wet.
Yeah, that's on a good day. Again, the comparison is more Fran Tarkenton. Mm-hmm. That's who he reminded me of coming out of Alabama, in that Fran was not a really kind of stout guy either. But he gave you fits, but because he could run around the pocket very well as a scrambler, and he was accurate as a passer. So we'll see what happens there, because both quarterbacks, they may see some horizontal time.
Yeah, let me take a break, Mike, and pick it up here. We'll come back. Because one question I do have is, the Saints had a hard time containing running quarterbacks last year. He played two games, I think Tim says 50 in one game, and 76 total rushing yards in two games against the Saints. So we'll talk about that when we come back, and then we'll get a prediction from you on the game and talk about the total and everything else. Saints are a 4-point favorite, and the total's 41 as it stands now. 8:52, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 8:58, couple of minutes left with Mike Dettelier. Mike, when we talk Monday, what are we be talking about? Are we could talk about Bryce Young running crazy on the Saints, or we could talk about Alvin Kamara running crazy on the Panthers? What do you think? And while I'm asking a question, give you an answer. You can give me an answer. Total 41, Saints a 4-point favorite.
I picked the game Saints 23-20. I think this is a really close game against a team that, for the most part, not every game, but most of them have been really tight football games. So I think it's 23-20, and I think what we'll be talking about is the defenses for both teams. But I get it. This line started at 5.5 on the Saints. It's all the way down to 4 today. So I think the Saints win this, but it's really close. And I think we'll be talking about the defense. I really think that that is the wheelhouse for the Saints this year on the defensive side of the football. And we'll be talking about the deficiency, too, their offensive line play.
You like the Saints going in under the radar with Dennis Allen being a favorite for the first coach to be fired. Now, I like being in that position where it's like, you know what, underestimate me. Go ahead.
Well, I think you're in that position, you know. Come on, you're in the NFL, it's all about winning. And so if they want somebody else outside the building puts you that way, so be it. You know, my thing is, I don't need that as motivation. I know what I have to do each and every day to make it work. So, you know, whatever kind of floats the boat, I'm all for it.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend. We'll be listening, and you'll be doing some LSU coverage tomorrow as well.
Yeah, 2 to 4:30 at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, me and Herb Tyler.
All right, my friend. Have a good time. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you.
A break. We come back. We'll talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. Then we'll get some weekend winners. A fun Friday here on WWL. 8:57, 8:58, couple of minutes left with Mike Dettelier. Mike, when we talk Monday, what are we going to be talking about? Are we going to talk about Bryce Young running crazy on the Saints, or we could talk about Alvin Kamara running crazy on the Panthers? What do you think? And while I'm asking a question, give me an answer. You can give me an answer. Total 41, Saints a 4-point favorite.
I picked the game Saints 23-20. I think this is a really close game against a team that, for the most part, not every game, but most of them have been really tight football games. So I think it's 23-20, and I think what we'll be talking about is the defenses for both teams. But I get it. This line started at 5.5 on the Saints. It's all the way down to 4 today. So I think the Saints win this, but it's really close. And I think we'll be talking about the defense. I really think that that is the wheelhouse for the Saints this year on the defensive side of football, and we'll be talking about the deficiency, too, their offensive line play.
You like the Saints going in under the radar with Dennis Allen being a favorite for the first coach to be fired. Now, I like being in that position where it's like, you know what, underestimate me. Go ahead.
Well, I think you're in that position, you know. Come on, you're in the NFL, it's all about winning. And so if they want somebody else outside the building puts you that way, so be it. You know, my thing is, I don't need that as motivation. I know what I have to do each and every day to make it work. So, you know, whatever kind of floats the boat, I'm all for it.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend. We'll be listening, and you'll be doing some LSU coverage tomorrow as well.
Yeah, 2 to 4:30 at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, me and Herb Tyler.
All right, my friend. Have a good time. We'll talk to you Monday.
We'll take
a break. We come back. We'll talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. Then we'll get some weekend winners. A fun Friday here on WWL.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.